Gary Luxem is the founder and CEO of Restaurant HR Group, Inc., former head of HR at Potbelly, helping that chain grow from 3 restaurants to 200 plus. She's got the book, The Restaurant Operator's HR Playbook. Gary, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Corey. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
Well, I'm glad we're able to connect on this, and I find it incredibly interesting. So, you know, when you look at like raising wages, is it that simple to get people back to work? Just, you know, let's just raise wages.
Yeah. You know, it certainly does help, Corey. I mean, people want to make more money, and it is definitely a factor in attracting people to come into your restaurants, but it isn't that simple. It isn't just, you know, giving you a sign-on bonus or paying you $2 or $3 more than your neighbor. You know, there's a whole lot of other factors that go into play, but paying more, offering decent benefits, you know, perks definitely helps.
Yeah. So do employers outside of that, and we do know some of the major chains anyway have started to raise wages, but do employers need to make more substantial changes in just that too?
Yeah, so you're right. The larger places have increased their wages, so have the smaller places, you know? I mean, so everybody's kind of out there doing what they can to find, to attract, to hire people, and it's brutal. But I will tell you, in my company, we support restaurants with HR and payroll. We're not recruiters, but we're talking to all of our clients throughout the country about what it takes to really do this right. And right now we're talking about a really, you know, a labor crisis. You know, we're really short-staffed, but this industry is very known for being short-staffed. You know, it goes through these sort of throughout the year, there's times that it's tougher. So I've always said restaurant operators, owners, and business owners, you know, they say that recruiting and hiring and onboarding and retaining people is the most important thing for their business, but it's one of the things that they spend the least amount of time doing right, you know? So typically in this industry, when somebody has a staffing need, they figure out what the need is and they post it on an online job board, such as Indeed or something. That is not enough, especially today, but in general. And the companies, large or small, that really understand what to do and how to invest in recruiting for talent, they are ahead. And, you know, I have a lot of clients that are not struggling as much with staffing right now, and it's because they do all of these things to attract talent. So you probably want to know what those things are. Probably.
Yeah. Okay. So let's do that. What are some of those things? But let me ask you this first. I think like it's been kind of a shift, and it's not just in restaurants, but I think that there's been a shift where some more over the last 5 to 10 years, employees have a little bit more leverage. And that's partially because there's more jobs, but also too, when you just look at the generations, and millennials and Gen Xers too, but millennials and now Gen Zers, we're more apt to be like, you know, if I don't like this job, I'm okay to leave. And I'm even okay to move across the country. Yeah. So I think there's been kind of this generational shift as well.
For sure. I've read studies that people will have one bad day and they decide they're going to go somewhere else. And you know, that absolutely happens. So, you know, so people today, and even people like me, I started in the industry when I was 15 years old, and that was a really, really long time ago, Corey. And I cared about working for a company that cared about me, that invested in me as a person, that paid me decent and gave me benefits, and they put their people first, and they taught me how to, you know, do my job, and they showed me respect. And I think people really want that, especially coming off of this pandemic. Yeah. People are tired. They're feeling, you know, they're feeling burnt out. Restaurant industry has been hard. I mean, these employees are being told they're essential. They need to go in, and they feel nothing but not essential. They know, they feel like people are unhappy. You know, they're short staffed, so the service isn't as great. They're getting sort of like, you know, having customer issues, and they're having to wear the masks. And there's just a whole host of things that are going on. But yes, I would say for the most part, if I like to tell my clients that almost all of them started in a restaurant in an hourly position. What did you care about? That's what people care about. You care about the things that you care about or care about, you know, and what is that? Give me a wage that I can, you know, that's a decent, you know, so I can, money isn't the most important thing for people, but it certainly does matter. Benefits that help me have a better life. And it can be medical benefits or insurance of some sort, but it also can be effort that you put into finding a gym membership discount for them or offering them free coffee or, you know, a discounted meal or whatever it may be. It doesn't have to be something so elaborate, you know, and showing that you're putting in effort to take care of your employees. People want that. They want to know that they are going to learn and grow within the company. And that doesn't always mean that somebody that works in your restaurant wants to be a manager, but they're, maybe they're in school, maybe they're, you know, going to, you know, go be a radio host or something, but they want to learn some of the soft skills or how to manage a business or whatever it is. If you can offer that to them and you can highlight and communicate well that you can offer that to them, they're going to be more likely to want to be a part of your company. If they're working with other great people that care about their lives and they are trying to do great things, you know, they're going to want to be a part of that. So I would say very in a very general sense here, it's to put your people first, care about them deeply, and you're going to have more success in finding people.
Yeah, Carrie Luxem here. Her book, The Restaurant Operator's HR Playbook. By the way, what was your first job? Where at?
Dairy Queen in Rockford, Illinois. I still can make those ice cream cones like you wouldn't even believe, Corey.
Little swirl at the top?
Yes, you got it. Once you've mastered that, it's like riding a bike.
Yeah. Carrie, while I got you here, can we just do these quick? I found three different, I would say, shifts maybe during in the restaurant industry the past 18 months or so. And I want to do this. I want to do, is it a fad or is it here forever, from in your opinion? So I want to ask you about QR code menus. Is that a fad or is that here forever?
I think it might be here forever for some, but I feel like I don't see it being forever. I think people go to restaurants. They like the menu, you know, they like to look at it, you know, putting down. I think one of the big disconnects, and this is just my opinion, I go to these restaurants and I use the barcode, and then all of my boys and my husband, we're all looking at our phones, you know, and it doesn't feel as right. So I certainly don't know, but I think that people will maybe, you know, some of the larger chains will keep this forever, or maybe some that really like it, but I can't see it being across the board forever.
I was kind of thinking that maybe it would be depending on the restaurant, right? Like if it's a if it's a really nice restaurant, you know, you don't really want to have your phone there. You want to kind of just be in the moment. So maybe they would get away from it. Okay. Well, is this a fad or is it here forever? Touchless curbside pickup.
I think people that implemented it well will keep it, but I don't know. It's, you know, there's been a lot of my clients that have tried to implement stuff like this and it hasn't worked, or, you know, but I do think that people like convenience. But again, I think people love this, love going to restaurants, and it's not just about going and having a great sandwich or a great cup of coffee. It's about the experience of being in the restaurant, being around people. So yeah, I don't know. I don't think that's going to, that's not, you know, and again, it depends on who you are and what your purpose is, I guess.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
so, yeah, I'm kind of on the fence on that one too.
Okay. Last one, fad or forever? Virtual waiting lists. And that's something that I don't really know a lot about, but you can, like, even these places that have no reservations, you can kind of like, okay, I'm here, but you're not actually there. I think that's what that is, right? A virtual waiting list.
Yeah. Fad, maybe. I think fad on that one. I don't like that either. Okay. I'm not a fan of that, but
yeah. Thanks for having fun with us, Carrie. I'm glad that you stopped by, and I'm glad we were able to catch up on all this.
Awesome. Great to meet you, Corey.
Yeah. Carrie Luxem there, founder and CEO of Restaurant HR Group, Inc., and that book again, The Restaurant Operator's HR Playbook.